Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Jack's been good enough to join us on the line. Jack Steele from out of the St Kilda rooms. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Jack, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Brendan McCartney talking to you. That's a fantastic response. You would have been disappointed with last Monday, but to come out and produce, especially the first quarter, to put Essendon at arm's length must have been really pleasing.
Absolutely. Very pleasing is the best way to put it. We just wanted to, you know, bounce back from last week. It was a very disappointing loss against Geelong. We're very happy with how we started and glad to get the 4 points.
We spoke to Aaron Hamill pre-game and he said it was very quick to review the game and move on and sort of review and preview at the same time and work into this game. Is the shorter breaks when you do lose sort of not a bad thing?
Yeah, in a way. I think when we first got into the hub, we had a couple of losses with nine-day breaks in between games. So that kind of made it hard to sort of just review the game and move on. But when there's sort of a short turnaround, a 4 or 5 day turnaround, the best thing to do is just sort of review the game as quickly as possible, get what you need out of it, and then on to next week. So that's what we were able to do last week, and obviously it worked.
What was the most pleasing aspect of today? Have you had a quick chat with Brett Ratten yet?
We had a brief chat. Just the start to the game was very positive. It's definitely been a strength, for our top brand of footy for this year, so we're happy to start. A little bit disappointed with the second half, and now we can see. Sorry, there's just a bit of moving going on. We just conceded a few goals in the second half that we sort of looked a little bit disappointed with, but overall, you'll take it.
Thanks for joining us, Jack. Sounds like you're on the work site there. You got your hard hat on.
Just about. There's plenty going on here. Trying to pack the bus up, get back up to Noosa.
Oh, look, thanks for joining us. You must be thrilled with your own season. It seems like, you've served your apprenticeship now and you've got a really good balance between attacking and defending. And you must be thrilled with how your season's panning out.
Definitely. I'm very pleased that I'm going. I don't think I went too great tonight, but blokes like Zach Jones can step up and play a very positive game for us and get the ball moving forward from the midfield. So we have a lot of options and a lot of versatility, which is exactly what you need to be a team that wants to win a premiership. So, yeah.
The Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Star Saint Jack Steele. Here's Brendan McCartney.
Hey, Jack. Well played today.
Thank you.
Hey, can you talk us, the listeners, through your role, what it generally is? Is it a defensive start and then attack, or is it a bit of a balance, or are you just take whoever's there?
Wait, what do you mean? Do you mean my game or?
Yeah, your game. Just generally the shift in your game over the last 12 or 18 months is your starting point being an opponent. Is that generally how you set up each week?
Yeah. I suppose this time last year I was pretty much trying to put the opposition's best player away and try and win the ball as much as I could as well. But now it's sort of a bit of both. If we feel like there's a mid getting on top, I will go to him. But if we're winning and we're dominating midfield, then I can sort of play free-range football. So I think Ras trusts me to do that, and I think I've shown I'm capable to sort of play an offensive brand of football instead of just a defensive sort of brand. So, hopefully we can sort of continue to dominate a bit in the midfield and get a few more wins.
No, it's terrific, Jack. You've got a great balance. I've always believed all mids should play that way, and it's a tremendous way to learn the game, so the club should be congratulated for doing that with you. Can you talk us through the main learnings out of the Geelong game? So it was a pretty tough night for you, and without being too specific and giving too much away, what were the one or two main things you took away as a club?
Obviously, our physicality wasn't there on the night, so that was one thing that we tried to bring into this week was pressure and tackle. But also dealing with the opposition's pressure, because Geelong was sort of all over us like a rash a bit last week, and we sort of crumbled when they were in our face. But being able to deal with pressure and then still sort of play our brand of football is what we really focused on. So we sort of took the game on a bit more today, and it sort of it paid dividends. So
what was the focus to deal with the pressure? Was there a strategy aligned to that?
Oh, it's just composure with the ball and sticking to the game plan, I guess. Not changing what we want to do based on, pressure applied by the opposition. So, yeah.
Jack, are you the only club based at Noosa at the moment?
Yeah, we're the only club in Noosa. I think there's a couple of clubs in Maroochydore, about 40 minutes away, but we've got Noosa ourselves, which is very nice.
Is it? Does that, I suppose, help with your footy in a way that some other clubs are in, like, in sort of similar areas to other clubs and probably can't get away from footy, whereas you guys, as a club, it's just you guys and you can sort of, you know, disappear and switch off a little bit?
I definitely would say it helps. I think a lot of clubs are sharing facilities with other clubs as well, so that would just make it so much harder. But we don't even have you know, another footy club in town, let alone in our facility. So yeah, we definitely aren't complaining with our setup in Noosa, and the community's welcomed us with open arms. So we're pretty happy with you know, being located in Noosa, and hopefully we can just keep winning, and you know, everyone will be pretty happy.
7-day break now into a big one against Brisbane.
Yeah, that's a bit of a challenge coming up against the Lions, but seven day break to recover and hopefully bring our best football next Sunday and you know, give them a run for their money.
Do you get to have a couple of quiet ones on the bus on the way back, Jack?
I think we will have a couple of quiet ones just because we haven't had a chance in a very long time, and I think we've won maybe five out of our last six or something like that. So it'll be good to sort of celebrate that and you know, a bit of a connection piece, just get together and enjoy each other's company for all the hard work, I guess. So it'd be nice.
Thanks for giving me a new phrase when I want to go and catch up with the mates. I'll just tell the wife I'm going out. It's a bit of a connection piece. I think I'll just roll that past her and see if that gets me out of the house for a couple of quiet ones when we're out of lockdown. Jack, your footy's been fantastic. We've really enjoyed your journey since you got to the Saints from the Giants, and it's really reaping benefits now. You're playing some fine footy, and so is your footy club. Well done this afternoon, and we really appreciate you taking some time to join us.
Beauty. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Jack Steele joining us there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. geelongmarineworld.com.au, a locally Geelong family owned and managed business in Moolup. Jake and the team will look after you. All your boating needs are in the one location.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.